Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
I'm Niles Nowak.
Nicole Velmick.
Allison Armstrong.
And this is Creativity Wasted.
Here's actually my idea, guys. I just came up with it right now. Ooh. It's an app that you put on your phone that registers when you take off your glasses and it makes the font bigger. That's the joke here is that I pitch that every time.
I feel like that could have you, but like with the fucking face recognition, you just put on like glasses.
As soon as you take your glasses off, the font gets bigger. Wouldn't that be adorable as a glasses wearer, you guys?
That would be. I feel like I would get so distracted. Like, I'm doing it right now, like in hopes.
Yeah, no, God loved me, so my eyes are great, as Tom Segura says.
Yeah, God's not real, but I think it's cute that you think that.
Sorry, you'd be 10 minutes into a Facebook scroll or like a if you read books or whatever, and the text would get bigger and it would scroll it like way away from where you were. And you'd
find
it all again.
And that be would be an auto scroll, and that was a technology that could have been awesome. The idea that we are tracking eye motion like that to know when we think we can predict when about you're about to move to the next line when you're reading something is technologically very cool. That we were way off is hilarious. That we were like, no, we put auto scroll on a lot of phones. You just look at it and it'll read for you. And it's like, nobody wanted that.
We wanted to jump around the page.
It's pretty cool they tried, dude. It's pretty cool they tried.
Oh. Maybe with that Apple VR thing, maybe they can get it to work now because they're really tracking your eyeball really, really well.
Yeah.
But how will it know if your glasses are on inside the thing?
I mean, science.
True. Yeah, I guess.
I know lots about shit. Could it adjust like the font type? Because I like using like different font types. I get bored. With my Kindle.
Yeah, I mean, in my head, we have infinite money. You could, what it would do is the first time that you took your glasses off, it would prompt a settings program where you could go, hey, how big can you see this font? And then once it got to the size that you would
I like the wording too.
I guess some fonts are good for bad eyes versus good eyes. Like, that's, you can read it better. Bad.
Yeah. You want a sans serif, I think. Mm. None of that curly ass.
I want the avatar.
Yeah, fucking chiller font.
Yeah, dude, the one where it's like, yeah, it's dripping blood. It looks like it's like someone smeared it, and you're like,
yeah, exactly. Oh, it makes everything like, scarier.
Dude, right? What's your date of birth? You know.
When you have glasses on, you want to look smart. Like, you want to impress your coworkers. That's who might true. Look over your shoulder. But when you have your glasses off, you're probably at home. So, like,
well, I mean, when I take my glasses off, it's because, like, I want people to know I'm, like, ready to party. Let's do
it. Whoa, that's
a
party.
See? I don't even need these. I paid $400 for no reason.
Damn, dude, that's crazy.
Would it be cool if you, like, did that and then, like, it appeared in my hand? Talk about that invention.
That would be pretty sick for the most impressive part of this podcast to be just a bit between us about a can.
Just like, oh, man, it's an advertisement, too.
It lulled around City Socks, but then they did this beer thing, dude. I freaked out.
Yeah, you could adjust the video, too, if you take your glasses off or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Make it bigger, and also it wouldn't need to be HD because you can't see HD anyway.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, it just drops down to 40p. It's like, we know you don't care.
We're going to save.
Wait, but.
Let me, like, nod my head as I'm like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. 40p is the best P. Am I right, guys?
You were saying that you take your glasses off and you're ready to party. It would be if the phone saw you took off your glasses and did, like, a.
Oh my god! I feel like that would happen in a work meeting though, like when I need to like rub my eyes and I'm like,
oh my god, yeah, you're doing like a dramatic eye removal and then the phone's like, bada, bada. You're like, no, he's dead.
No, that's not the mood I wanted. I need more.
Why did Tarzan come on?
Or maybe it could tell from your eye expression, like what you want to do. Like if you want to watch porn or something, it could see curviness in your face.
And it would just always constantly with me just be fucking bringing it up.
Or detect that you're at home before it does it.
I detect you want to see stepson. Like, that's a porn joke.
Are you able to go a little past 9:30, Allison?
Yeah, I mean, I think I can stay awake.
Dude, if she takes the glasses off, we're doing a 4-hour cast. It's going to be wild.
Everybody's been wasted. I can't see shit. Oh, man, I'm going to throw up. Okay.
Dude, a prank that I've been pulling is people read at my work a lot, like hosts and stuff, and hostesses, they'll be like reading a book. So I'll just go up there and like I'll flip to the end of it and the first name I see. Like I don't even read any further than finding a name. I'm just like, oh shit, Peter died? And they always spaz. I'm like, no, I'm just kidding. Because it's a nice harmless joke. You go to the end of the book and they're reading a nice like knitting book and I'm like, oh my god, he dies? And they're like, what? They're not real spoilers. That's the good part. That's always the good part is they're not real spoilers.
And I always like spoilers. I can't pay attention until the end of the movie. It's always a twist, no matter what it is.
Nicole hates movies. Whenever like someone brings up a movie, she'll just go to the Wikipedia and like go to the end. And I'm like, what?
That's what I do. Dude, when I saw one of the Batmans, I remember going in the bathroom and like looking up the plot so I could fucking follow it because I kept dozing off. Because, like, they put, like, those comfy seats in the theater, and, like, I can't just sit still and not fall asleep.
Nicole, why do you hate movies?
Because I don't like to sit still for that long.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. My legs get, like, they want to move, man.
With movies that are realistically premised, it's like, well, I could just be doing that. Like, every sports movie, I'm like, we could just go play a game and make it feel like it's the end of the world. You know what I mean? Like, we have imagination.
That's so funny. I was thinking of a slow movie, like No Country for Old Men, and Nicole being like, we can just go out and do that.
But books are different, because books activate every part of your brain. Dude, movies do, like, have to work for you. Books are like, no, for real. What did he look like? And you're like, I don't know, you said he had red hair. And then the book's like, what did he look like? You're like, oh my god, I'm sorry.
Fucking remember. That's why I don't like books.
Yeah, dude, I hate when books bully me.
Yeah, I just like, she just likes them because she's smart. I just like them because I'm too dumb, I think.
I don't like books either. Yeah, if I'm reading a book and I go through a whole page and they're describing the scenery of a house, like, why are you wasting my time with this?
You need to know it was born.
But that's the thing. It's just like with comedy. You know some jokes are written for comedians. Sometimes writers write for other writers. You know what I mean? Because sometimes I hear a cool phrase and I'm not like, oh, that's a cool part of the story. I'm like, writer to writer. That's a sick way to say that.
Like, yeah.
Nerd. Fucking nerd, dude. Also, Nicole knows every movie reference ever for not watching movies. We'll be like, what is that movie? She's like, 1989. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? She's like, I know movies. I just don't like them.
Yeah. I like to be informed, but I'm not going to have a good time.
So you pain yourself through movies just to not be uninformed?
If I'm being 100% honest, I'm reading the Wikipedia page and I'm Googling.
I told you.
Every single time. And I will lie to your face and tell you that I've seen it.
Dude, I totally do that too. That's,
Maybe if you watch the movies instead of reading all the time, you wouldn't need the glasses as much, so you wouldn't need the text size adjustment app.
Here's the thing. You're fucking... that's how much I love reading, though, dude. I'm the guy in the Twilight Zone where I'm like finally in the bunker, and then he's got all the books in the world. He's like, finally, time to read by myself, and then his fucking glasses break. That's me, baby. I'm going out reading, dude. I'm going out reading.
What if the app strengthened your eyes? What if it like worked on like making the font like a decibel smaller each time?
The doctor, when I most recently got my exam, he said your one eye got better. Like, better.
Yeah, that happens. Apparently. Like, oh my God.
I go, what if I undo? And he was like, no, that's not.
Are you Benjamin Button?
I don't know. But my eyes are bad. I do think it's possible. But also, I think when your eyes are as bad as I am, me not being. Because I think they thought I was going to be blind way sooner. I have bad vision. Not to bring it out. Cut this part too.
Well, my left eye is fucked, but the right one's still good.
I had a thing where in high school, I used to be proud because my entire family had glasses and I didn't need glasses. And I was so proud of that. And I got to college, my first class, I was in the second row of the lecture hall and I couldn't read the board because my eyes were so bad that I had to sit in the front row.
You should be proud of shit.
I needed glasses the whole time. I was just too stubborn to know it.
That's so funny. You're like, I don't even need glasses. You guys are all so bad at seeing or whatever you guys are. I can't see.
Fuck your genetic.
Dude, my pride would have put me in the special classes. They would have been like, he has a disability. I'm like, yeah, let's just go with that, I guess, because I'm not getting glasses, dude. I told my cousins that I'm better than them. No, I'm dying. I'm dying.
Yeah, I'd rather people think I'm...
They thought I was a little bit slow because I couldn't see, like, the board for the lessons, but I could see up close. But I imagine it's something the teachers are then being like, I don't know, when it's far away, she doesn't like it. But when it's close, she's like, oh, I know that.
That's called a behavior. Like, you know what I mean?
Like,
you should
I imagine be being like, I can't see that shit. I'm not learning it. And then they're being like, it's the same thing, but now it's close to you. And I'm like, oh, well, this shit's dope.
Dude, Dorm Michigan not understanding magnification is pretty great.
Also that.
Yeah.
They go, what could it be?
What
the hell could like, it be?
Put it in a special class.
We call it the far away demon. It gets in.
I had a couple incidents in high school where they said that I needed glasses, but I was just stubborn. I just, you're wrong type of thing. You should write bigger.
I go like max an hour without my glasses on.
I can't.
I need to see, baby. I need to know what's going on.
I have a dumb question. I'm sort of a lightweight when it comes to drugs and drinking. Can you read well if you're high as fuck or if you're drunk as fuck?
High, yes. No. Drunk, not much.
Drunk, if you get wine drunk while reading, is one of the finer experiences of life.
That's fun.
But they do it.
Sometimes you don't remember what you read, and then you wake up and you're like, oh, I'm going to go back to the last thing I remember. And then you're like, wait, do I know what's going to happen next? You're like, have I figured this out? And it's just that's what you read when you were drunk. But then weed, you remember everything, and then it's, like, amplified. Reading on weed is, like, reading in surround sound. That's how what I call it. It's so cool. Reading high, you're like, this is dope. Yeah, you go, I thought this was already dope, but this is dope.
You are walking across a drawbridge.
Yeah.
You are.
There's, like, music playing. I'm like, how's our music playing? It's really cool. High reading is really fun. Getting wine drunk while you're reading is also fun.
Now, if you're drunk, do you start, like, just reading, like, halfway down a line and just read,
throw up
like,
on the book.
You can't stay on the line, you read the next line, and it's like, you can't
jumping,
even...
You're jumping around, you're looking at different things, you're thinking about stuff.
You think that you're a beautiful minding, like, with the putting the words together, but then... Really
that's,
Beautiful minding.
Well, then, I was like, so good at reading, I had to get sober, so.
I'm gonna have a controversial hot take. I don't like doing anything but socializing drunk.
That's a good point, too. I
like anything else, I'm like, come on, man, we should have this together enough to figure this out.
I usually do video games at the end of the
night. It's such a crutch. That makes sense.
I'm usually, because after socializing, and then I'm doing it that way. I don't like drinking unless it's with people, because then it just feels sad to me.
That's a good point. I think maybe I'm skipping that and going straight to bed. Post-socializing drunk sleep, pretty solid. You're like, I did so much today. I was a person. I deserve this.
So, like, maybe there's a drunk text that makes it even bigger because it's harder to read, or you just give up on it. Maybe it makes the plot of the book easier to understand.
I like that. Like, yeah, as soon as you get drunk, it opens up Spark Notes.
The line follows your... The line follows your drunk...
Oh, honey, you can't read this right now.
I'm going to drop it to a second grade level.
Exactly.
You know?
Bitch, you trying to read Steinbeck? That was like
one.
I
year.
Used to do that shit in high school, though. I'd carry around the biggest books I could find, so people were like, "Wow, she's like really smart." I don't understand a thing.
Did you guys have that like thing in school where you had to read and get a certain amount of points to get to like the party at the end of the year? Like with quizzes?
We had it was called Accelerated Reader, and I was one, and I had fucking pizza.
AR.
Yeah, I read Huckleberry Finn in fourth grade.
Dude, the hack is to just read a Harry Potter book and you've already seen the movies, so you get the freaking points, dog.
Is that what you do? You
read all summer and then you get pizza at the end, you dork.
Yeah, right, dude. You read one Harry Potter book because it's so big. And you're like, I've already seen the movies.
We had way different experiences. I was sneaking into other libraries and making up different high schools so I could be in their AR programs. I had, like, fake IDs for different districts so I could get different library cash prizes. Yeah, my name is Nicole Snellnick. I'm part of the Hamilton School District. I read 1,000 books that summer, dude. I was on a mission, dude.
Dude, they go, we'll put our best reader against your best reader. Just Nicole Snellnick.
I was reading two books at the same time.
Oh man, yes. Who's turning?
I go, it's
holy shit, dude.
I wonder if like straining your eyes keeps you awake. Like if you struggle to read it, if it's like a muscle, like if you strain a muscle, it makes you more awake. Like I hate brushing my teeth before bed because it wakes you up right before you want to go to sleep. Maybe the same thing with
your teeth before you go to bed.
I'm directly brushing my teeth I brush my teeth as the last thing I do as an awake person on this earth. Yes. I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
I'm a morning brusher and a sometimes a couple hours before bed brusher.
Sometimes a couple hours before bed brusher. I'm going to tell you guys more often not than so.
I think I'm about 10 years from replacing my teeth. I have bad teeth, lots of cavities, lots of fillings, and I'm getting old. I'm in my lower 40s. It's like, I don't think I have teeth that'll last until my 80s. I think there's be a point.
I think you're years away from that. I think I'm minutes away from that. I think mine are on their way out, dude.
I have dreams about having weak teeth all the time, dude. My teeth are about to fall out soon. They have to, right?
What? What's my teeth? I'm just kidding.
I think I'm on Tom's level of I want to get some nice denties. I want to get some good denties, nice set of teeth, nice dude that'll just outlast you. Like your skeleton will be dust, the but the teeth stuff, will be there.
And then it's just the nicest pair of gems, dude.
I want to get like Hollywood teeth, like Hollywood actors. Like if you look at Tom Cruise in what's the movie where he slides on his socks? In front of the staircase business. He has like horrible jagged teeth. And then in his next movies, he has like perfect teeth. Like they replace like all of his front teeth or something with implants.
Davidson said that. J. Cole said that. Jay Oakerson, I think, recently got new teeth.
Yeah.
Any shows or something you want to plug before we go?
I'm going to be in Kalamazoo on the 18th and 19th for J.C. Ramos's show and Casey Curran's show.
Okay, yeah.
One of them is a Buzzword show, and one of them is in a pizzeria, so it will probably be with Italians in it. Please come out and see me.
I'm in Kalamazoo on the 18th, and on the 19th, I'm volunteering with a wildlife facility to get rid of invasive species on probably the walking paths in the Zealand area. I'm going to be on the Lansing show on the 22nd. Cut that part, maybe. I don't want to get that.
I won't cut it, but I'll put like a beep noise.
Nice. Beep. I'll put redacted over.
Follow us at Dog Comic Productions. Follow me at Niles the River.
At the end of the month, and I'm going to be in Alpena on the 28th and Jackson on the 29th with Future Comedy. And then also you can catch me every Tuesday at Beggar's Banquet at Beggar's Can't Be Choosers, a comedy show I'm a producer of. And every Sunday at Sunday Night Heat.
We are producers on that show.
Me and Niles are both producers on that show every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Anyway, I'll be at that Buzzword show in Kalamazoo also on the 19th. I've been doing this Gaming McFitness thing where I Twitch stream I make these homemade video game controllers built into fitness machines, and then I stream from those.
Thanks for letting me be on last minute.
Yeah, thanks for doing it last minute.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.